Hey everybody, Rob Patrick here for another fun-filled episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the improvisational comedy show that is made up in the moment and out of thin air. We have our cast here. We are going to kick off our first game with a cast favorite. This is Change Letter. We are going to have Jason, Matt, and James in this version of the game. Players, every F has to be a B. And you three are skydivers. Whether it goes well, whether it goes badly, completely up to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
First time.
Feel free to kick it off when you're ready.
First time.
Yeah. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, it's pretty normal to be nervous your first time.
Is this the first time your cat's gone skydiving? I didn't know they made parachutes that small.
Wait, are you talking about me or Mr. Tinkles?
So, far be it for me to be B-linest. Or is it B-linest? How would you say that? I'm trying not to discriminate against the kitty.
Yeah, yeah.
All forms are welcome.
He is my little beeline friend.
All forms are welcome.
Yeah.
We accommodate service animals, and that's why we have the beeline parachute.
Now, while we're bawling, will my little beeline friend here possibly scratch me?
Well, that is a possibility. A distinct possibility. Your beeline friend, as you say, might not like plummeting towards Earth. As much as, say, your average skydiving enthusiast would.
Now, did everybody else pick out their save word?
Oh, yeah, mine's buck. We're going to die.
Not the best save word. Because people tend to scream a lot of profanity while they're bawling.
This is true. That's a fact.
Could we turn the plane around? I want to go home.
All right, time to go. Let's give him a big old push.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck no.
I think that was a save word.
Fucking hell.
Yep. Fucking hell, bud.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah.
I just need a bye.
Well done, players. Next game is going to be a game called Town Council Debate. This is for John and Ty.
Ooh.
They are going to be debating whether a hot dog is a sandwich.
Gentlemen and lady and feline, I think we all know the discourse around this argument, and I think we can all agree that in common sense, a hot dog is not a sandwich. A hot dog is a taco. And my opponent is a fool. Because to make a sandwich, it must be between two pieces of bread. But a hot dog bun is but one piece of bread. I rest my case.
Gentlemen and ladies, my father
was a sandwich maker. My great-grandfather, he was a sandwich maker. His father was a sandwich maker. His father, well, I think he was a plumber or something, but we made hot dogs. We have always been in the business of making sandwiches, hot dogs, and pita bread. And hot dogs are definitely sandwiches, whether it is on a pita bread, a wrap, a bun, or naked. There cannot be a distinguishing factor of sandwich to not sandwich.
Okay, so just to cut you off there, I gotta say, I think you have, I think you've stepped in your own trap there, sir, because if a hot dog was a sandwich and your family were sandwich makers, then why would you differentiate the hot dog from the sandwich? And your father and your father's father both being sandwich makers, but we all know that your family has run a very successful taco truck for the last 75 years.
Look, in the 80s, my great-grandfather, Pappy Jones Douglas.
The plumber.
Was the plumber. Yes, the plumber. Thank you. He said, kids, why are you making just sandwiches and hot dogs and pita breads? You need to expand. And he started the taco truck. And he said, go with this and go make all of this. And then he said, well, he might have been a little senile at this time. We were trying to put him away. He kept running around with his plunger in his hand without pants on, saying, hey, I am Joe Bob, the guy from Steel something. And
sir, I'm starting to think you're filibustering us.
Look. If a sandwich and a hot dog are in two different universes and the constellation Trapezoid is in another one, can't they all get along?
I don't care if your hot dog is in Gatorade or if Mars Bars...
They are in Gatorade. They are in Gatorade, too. We have Gatorade-dipped hot dogs.
I'm just going to cut that off.
But the hot dog is a straw.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
I would like to address that during a discussion of hot dogs, it is a filling buster.
Hey!
Oh, right. Got a fill buster.
I always buy all beef hot dogs because I hate filibusters and byproducts in my hot dogs.
Fair enough.
I also have to admire John's improv technique of word salad.
Yes.
That is... It works.
The great Gary Busey technique.
Yeah. We are going to move on to our next game called On the Spot Punchline. I am going to randomly call on players and they are going to give just the punchline to jokes. Are they real jokes? Are they made up jokes? Who's to say? We're going to start with James.
So I took a dive at the Y.
Oh.
Jason.
And that's why they call it OnlyFans. Hey!
Becky.
Whisker, I hardly know her.
John.
And I told him, why don't you dip the hot dogs in Gatorade?
Matt.
And the idiot said, a hot dog isn't a sandwich.
Ty.
So I filled her, Buster.
James.
These pants don't have pockets.
James.
These. Shit. Lemons.
James.
Weren't you glad I didn't say lemons?
Ty.
These pockets don't have pants?
Becky.
I'm so embarrassed.
And that's why you don't buy an igloo from a Floridian.
Jason?
That's how a plumber invented hot dogs.
John?
And we never spoke to that plumber old man Jones again.
And Matt.
And so he said, it's the bread that's the problem. See, a sandwich has two pieces of bread, but a hot dog only has one. And they said, sir, this is a Wendy's.
We'll wrap that one up there.
Wrap it up. Like a hot, yeah, thanks.
Exactly. God damn it.
Bread can't be a disqualifier because then a submarine sandwich isn't technically a sandwich either.
Well, but they call them wrap sandwiches.
No, because it's not a sandwich, it's a thing. Sub. A sub, it's different.
A sub is a sandwich.
Moving on.
I will touch this hill.
That one hurt Matt to just sit and watch just as much as the pumpkin spice one hurt James.
Yeah.
Good.
We are going to move on to a game called 1-2-3. John, Becky, and Jason, in that order, are going to do a scene where John can only say one word, Becky can only say two words, and Jason can only say three words. You three are sports fans, all rooting for the same sports team that is currently getting completely blown out. Players, when you're ready.
Sports!
Come on!
I love balls.
Balls.
Sports balls.
Great big balls.
Gigunda.
Look, guys.
Are we winning?
Nope.
We're losing.
God damn it.
Fuck.
This sucks.
Gonna lose my ass?
Bookies.
Probably getting divorced.
Dead.
Very poor.
All over balls.
Sharks.
Who knew?
They fucking suck.
Lame.
So anyway...
We're still losing.
Yeah.
We suck.
Did you see?
What?
What happened?
They did it!
Yes!
Yay, sports!
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs here. Hot dog sandwiches.
Get your sandwiches here. Get your sandwiches here.
Hey, hot dog sandwich. Get your plunges.
I'm going to let the listeners use their imagination to try to imagine what team these people may have been rooting for. And
Cincinnati Bengals.
Just leave it at that.
Hot dog tacos here.
The sports team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's sports. Listeners, that sound means we are coming up on our last game of the evening. This is a game called High Sharks. We have four people who are going to be presenting their inventions and plans to the Sharks. We're going to have Ty, and then James, and then Becky, and then Matt. And they are presenting an invention to prevent people from peeing in the public pool. Ty, begin your presentation.
I think, dear sharks, we all know the uncomfortable truth that probably like 72% of all the water in the pool is pee. And you put your head under the water when you swim. And so you're getting pee in your eyes and your nose and your ears and your mouth. And I don't think we should do that anymore. So I was thinking, you know how when you don't want water in your ears, you put these things in your ears to plug the holes? Well, pee comes from holes. So follow me on this. Corks. I think the answer is corks. So we plug the holes with special hole corks, and maybe you go in and you get your holes sized for your hole cork, and you just gotta, and you know, and then when you're done, and then the pee come out, and then so while you're swimming, you know, and you know, the fluid stays in, maybe you're more buoyant now. I don't know. I don't understand the science of pee inside of people, but I do know that if you keep the pee inside, then it's not outside in the water. And corks, yeah. So yeah.
From the gentleman who said a hot dog wasn't a sandwich. Moving on to our next presenter.
Yeah. Hi, Sharks. Ignore that guy. He wants to make baby corks. That's weird. Here, I have a thing. You might have seen me. I am a bit of a big deal. Made millions with a little item that I call the Fleshlight. Now, how does that help with swimming pools? I know you're asking. What we've done is we've taken floaty technology and we have inserted our special brand of item that may rhyme with blesh flight. And so this is for the men, ladies, don't care. What the gentleman can do is insert themselves in their pool floaty, and it comes in a lot of different flavors, shapes we'll discuss in a minute. And so they put themselves in the pool floaty. It seals. You'll hear the, like, Tupperware, proving that they're inside and locked in. They can pee. They can finish. They can gently bob in the water. Doesn't matter. They're all safely enclosed in their floaty. We call it the Tube Light, and we think it's going to be the hit of the summer. Now, we've already got the line on unicorns, the horsies, and we're about to work out a deal with Bluey. So, Sharks, we're asking for 10% of whatever we make, and there are samples there for each one of you.
That guy stole my thing. It's just a reverse cork.
Sorry, I was using a Tube Light. To our next presenter,
Becky. Sharks, look, what these guys are not doing is going straight to the source. Here's why we as humans pee in pools. It's the water. It relaxes us. It is very similar to pee, right? It's wet. It's usually warm, hopefully. So what we need to do is change the pool game. What I am suggesting here, for only 5 million, 10% on the back end, pools filled with gel. You'll be suspended. No one will ever drown, right? Because you're stuck in gel. And if anyone does happen to pee just because they're a terrible person, you can remove them from the pool. Just cut that slice right out. Perfect. Right? Thank you.
I think these sharks smell piss in the water.
And our final presenter, Matt.
I'd like to thank you, esteemed sharks, for letting me come in and speak to y'all today. I may be just a simple country lawyer, but I do invent on the side. And But the problem that we are addressing today is not a problem of... The problem is really getting people to leave the pool to pee. So that's why I suggest we put the hot dog sandwich cart into the bathroom. And then whenever somebody goes into the bathroom and uses the bathroom, followed by washing their hands, they will get themselves a free hot dog sandwich, which then will keep them from, because I tell you what, you put a free hot dog in front of me, I'm not going to pass up that sandwich just to pee in a pool. That's something a crazy person would do. Like calling a hot dog not a sandwich is crazy. Thank you, Sharks. I think I can fund this one on my own. I just wanted to make these idiots look stupid.
Just came to share.
So now we just have vegans peeing in the pool, apparently.
Yeah.
We can put a carrot in there.
They can't swim.
I would watch that episode of Shark Tank, Matt, where somebody come on with an amazing invention and then just said, and I've already funded it. I don't need y'all. I just want to make everybody else look dumb.
I'm out.
Why's the Shark Tank sucks yellow?
Exactly. Listeners, as we have been recording this episode, we have been running the audio through our Humor Computer 6000, and it has been calculating all the funny bits, and our winner this evening is Ty.
Oh.
Clearly, the Humor Computer doesn't believe that the hot dog is a sandwich either.
The computer is smart.
Ty.
Hey, I picked a side.
For winning tonight's episode, you get to kick us off and tell us where folks can find you first.
You can find me eating a hot dog that is not a sandwich at YouTube, High Anxiety, and on Twitch, High Anxiety Media. And you're wrong if you think otherwise.
The opinions expressed by Ty are not the opinions expressed by IJOV. Jason, over here.
I'm just going to be straight pissing in a pool, I guess. Or at jpollardpo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
Matt.
If I roll up ham and put it in a hot dog bun, does that make it a ham dog? Come on!
No, it makes you
I don't do social media. This is how I get when I want to argue. So just look for me here, and I'm going to go take Prozac.
The last time Matt and I played Rocket League was well over a year and a half ago, and that is exactly how the final game we played went. Becky, over to you.
That sounds about right. I'm the calm one of the house. And I'm here, I'm there, I'm a little bit everywhere. Whatever.
Bear. John.
I don't know, man. Sandwich or not, I've been craving a hot dog for like 2 weeks now. But go find me on acpnet.net.
James?
Yes. Wait, Matt, are you making ham dogs?
I mean...
You can find me at Red Voice on all the socials. And Rob, isn't it really easy when you know the name of the episode before the episode's over?
It really does.
Yeah.
You can find out more about me and all the rest of our cast and Matt's new website at hotdogisafuckingsandwichyouidiots.com over at ijlv.net. It is the home and repository of all things Inside Joke, Outside Voice. You can find all the links to our social media so you can go follow us on the socials. And it has the link to our YouTube, so please like and subscribe so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can go listen to them first. Listeners, go enjoy a hot dog. Thank you. Until next time, we'll see you next week.
Hot dog.
You know his website's bullshit because it's only found on Bing.
Bing witches.
Bing witches.
Bing really felt that attitude, huh?